Good morning. You've tuned into the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. I'm Jack Peterson. It's Thursday, February 26th, and I'm not here with Jim Healy right now, but not to worry, Jim Healy is in the building. He'll be joining us in just a little bit. We have a jam-packed morning show for you today. This morning, we're talking to Cherie Warber, Catherine Larson, Jan Harrison, and Joyce Price, all of them from the Community Assistance League, about a couple of different topics. And then Jim Healy will reintroduce himself, and we'll talk to some surprise second guests from the Angels Over Sandpoint, Kate McAllister, Paul Gunter, and I think one more person are going to come in and talk about the upcoming Follies, which is happening, is it already next weekend, I think, the Follies. That'll be our second interview, but first we're talking to the Community Assistance League. I should say, actually first, I have to do the weather. Let's do a little weather report. It is currently 37 degrees and overcast here in Sandpoint. The high today is 41. We've got a slight chance of snow and then a slight chance of rain, about 20% for today. A slight chance of rain and then a slight chance of snow tonight with an overnight low of just about freezing. Tomorrow, the high is 43. Again, a 30% chance of rain or snow and getting back down below freezing on Friday night with a slight chance of rain or snow and then partly cloudy. Mostly sunny over the weekend. High of 45 on Saturday, high of 47 on Sunday, high of 49 on Monday. Looks like it's going to be kind of a beautiful weekend. A spring-ish weekend, indeed. High of 50 on Tuesday, and a 50% chance of rain on Wednesday. But again, the high near 50 degrees already. And we will be already then into the merry month of March. So I guess, you know, this odd weather that we've been having continues. I'm in the studio right now. Let's go around and let's try to introduce everybody right off the bat. Everybody's going to have to squeeze onto a microphone. Jan Harrison, let the listeners know your voice.
My voice is the low one.
Okay, there's Jan. Catherine Larson is here.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Cherie Warber is here.
Good morning, and thank you, Jack.
Why, thank you. And Joyce Price.
Good morning.
Okay, I did not write down your titles. Everybody, I suppose, has some sort of title. You're all officers with the Community Assistance League, right? More or less. Yes.
More or less.
Okay. Let's start by talking about the... what did you want to talk about first? There is an order to this, right? We have an order of topics. Kathy?
Bizarre, yes. Bizarre is having a 20th anniversary as a store. So that's one of the things we want to talk about.
Okay.
And then our big mission involves giving out grants and scholarships, so the season is started.
Okay. And we will start with, the Bizarre Bazaar party. Is that right? Or the anniversary and the special events around the 20th anniversary of Bizarre Bazaar. Okay.
So Cherie is the store manager, so I'm going to let her kick it off.
Okay.
Thank you, Catherine.
20 years of Bizarre Bazaar.
20 years. It's just amazing that Bizarre Bazaar has come that distance. And from where it started, from Community Assistance League, as mostly, rumble sales. We had enchilada bakes and all kinds of made cards and sold those. And then one day they decided that they really needed a store because the rest of the stuff was just not making as much money as they wanted to, and it was a lot of work. So from that germ of an idea a little over 20 years ago came the idea of Bizarre Bazaar. Since then, through the perseverance and dedication of the volunteers and the loyalty of our customers as well, we have built quite an enterprise, which we're quite proud of. Mm-hmm. And we do thank, again, the community tremendously for their support in helping us do that. We started from a very small building out in Ponderay. Now we're out in Sandpoint, just off of Highway 2 in Brisbois. We're giving over, from what we, the proceeds of our store, we have given over $2 million to this community. And again, thank you for everyone in the community who does support us. So as our part of our festivities, we are going to have for the next 2 weeks, raffle tickets will be available for customers who come in and make a purchase, for somebody who comes in and makes a donation. And it's limited to one a day, but you can come in every day if you want to get a raffle ticket, because we have some incredible prizes that were donated by very generous businesses in our community who believe and support our mission. So we really encourage you to come in, visit us, get your raffle ticket, and see what kind of a great prize you're going to get. On the 14th, which is Saturday, it's actually the day before our real anniversary, we will have our drawings for these prizes. You don't need to be present for it, but when you do come in and claim your prize, we'll call you if you won a prize and you're not there. But you do have to have your ticket with you.
Okay. So 2 weeks starting when?
Monday.
Starting Monday. You've got every day you can go in and get a raffle ticket, the drawing March 14th. Kathy?
And I just wanted to say it's at Boyd and Highway 2 right next to Smokesmith.
Yes.
And
Boyer. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. It's tucked. It's visible from Highway 2, but to get there, you kind of got to drive around behind. Yeah.
And we also want to reward. It really is an ecosystem of the shoppers and the volunteers and the donors. So you can also get a raffle ticket for donations or shopping.
I'm going to ask a question that I know I've asked before. Where do you, if I'm driving down there, where do you recommend I park, and how do I park at the Bazaar Bazaar?
It's easiest off of Boyer if you turn onto Pine.
Okay.
Going west, and the very first driveway, which has Smokesmith on the left, and in the summertime, the nursery on the right.
Yeah.
You pull in through there, and you can wind your way around to our parking lot.
Come back through,
that's the easiest way to get into it.
And you do have parking there.
Yes, we do.
Right in front of the building.
If that parking lot is full, there's also, you can park on Lake Street, or you can park, there's a little pullout off of Highway 2. And so that's also a place that you could park if you needed to.
Yeah, if it's jammed full, you can probably park on, Lake Street, Pine Street, I suppose. You can walk over, stretch your legs a little bit, considering it's going to be a beautiful spring weekend. Why not? March 14th, the drawing. Is there more to it than the drawing? Is this a public event?
We'll have refreshments for you, including some free, wonderful cookies decorated by our intrepid Jamie Ert, who, if you've been in our shop over the last year, you have seen her masterpieces that she decorates, and they taste good too. So those will be available, but we will have refreshments actually through the month of March. We are going to have refreshments every Friday as well. If you want to come in and have some cookies or, some sort of a little nibble.
And Jamie's cookies are the kind where she goes into people's houses where she's given them the cookies and they have them up on the wall. But they taste good.
That's nice. Let's see. Tell me a little bit more about what is in the raffle. What might we get with our raffle ticket?
Well, we've been keeping it kind of a surprise. But we do have a couple of gift certificates from restaurants in the area. We have a couple of very beautiful wine baskets. We have some self-care, I'm a special lady kind of items. Again, gift certificates from a massage therapist and a nail artist. We just have some very, very nice things that are really worth coming in and looking at.
And a Samsung pad even.
Ooh. Yes.
All right.
Tablet.
Nice. And all of this is visible at Bazaar Bazaar.
Yes.
You can come in and see what's going on there.
And you have your choice. You can come in every day and put a ticket in each one of the, just try your luck at whatever one that you like.
Let's see. You say Bazaar Bazaar started out in Pend'Oreille. So this is at least your third location.
This is our third location. Okay. Yeah. After it was a short while after they opened in Pend'Oreille in 2006 that they outgrew the location. And then they subsequently moved to 502 Church Street. Mm-hmm. And we were there for many years. And now we're where we are at 114 South Boyer.
Mm-hmm. And it's a, the Bazaar Bazaar, it's right there in the name, but it's kind of a unique thrift store. It's different
We don't really consider ourselves a thrift store. We consider ourselves an upscale resale store, sort of to fit the niche between full retail and a thrift store. Mm-hmm. We cull very carefully through our donations, and we are lucky because a lot of our donors say, well, we save the best for you, and we do appreciate that. So we try to cultivate the concept of a boutique.
Yeah.
And we have a robust pass-on program. So we don't throw things away if there's another place for them. Mm-hmm. And ever since the beginning, the women who started the first Bazaar Bazaar after 26 years of a rummage sale, they opened the first store. They kept track of exactly how many pounds of clothing or whatever they passed on and who they passed it on to. So I think there's 9 different organizations that our pass-on team takes things to.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Let's see. You also have, it's well organized. It's clothing, and generally there's a clothing area. But then in the back, there's a room that I haven't spent that much time with. But there's like you also have like kind of raw materials back there, right? Like fabric and things in the
crafts.
We carry crafts. All types, crafts, yeah. All types of merchandise, men's, women's, and children's clothing. Accessories, toys for children, books. Mm-hmm. We have a lovely craft department that is, it really draws ladies in because there's not too many places left in Sandpoint where you can buy craft items. Mm-hmm. We have lovely jewelry area, and our jewelry person totally researches everything that comes in through the door, so she knows exactly the value of it. We have linens and housewares. We have an upscale area, which is the more expensive clothing for women. Did I say linens? We have books and audio.
Wedding and formal.
We have our bridal room, which I think the last time you and I talked wasn't yet open.
Right. Yeah.
We have our bridal and formal room.
Okay.
And it's just doing great business there. Used to be in our other store, we didn't have room for that on the floor, so we'd have to bring the dresses out for certain occasions and then put them away. And now they're out there for everybody to enjoy whenever they think that they need one of those.
Any other important events or dates around particularly this, the 20th anniversary of the store, of Bazaar Bazaar? We got the raffle.
There might be some flash sales that are going to be a surprise. We don't want to let everybody know exactly what we're going to be doing.
It's worth going in then, and you can get a raffle ticket every single day. So why not go every day to Bazaar Bazaar until the 14th, which is when you'll have your drawing.
That's true.
The 15th is the actual day of opening, and so, but that's a Sunday, so we won't be open.
And somebody
so
kept track of that. 14th. Mm-hmm. That's impressive. We know that Carafwise we're in our 15th year right now, but we're just, it's 15. We don't know exactly what day. It's probably written down somewhere, but it's nice when you actually know the day. That's impressive. Let's talk about what the $2 million, this, and everybody can be involved here, the $2 million that has been raised over these past 20 years from Bazaar Bazaar goes to the Community Assistance League, and the Community Assistance League does what?
Community Assistance League takes that money, and those are our proceeds, because all of us who are at Community mm-hmm. Assistance League and Bazaar Bazaar are volunteers. So it's all of our proceeds, and they go to scholarships in the community and to grants.
Mm-hmm. And Jan Harrison and Joyce Price are here to talk about grants.
And I'm Jan. I'm the grants chair this year. Mm-hmm. And Joyce is our president, so she's in charge of everything.
Okay. How long is the, this is for anybody, the Community Assistance League itself, separate from Bazaar Bazaar, how long has that existed?
40-ish.
This year is our 47th year.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So started sometime in the 1970s.
79.
Okay.
Yep. And some of our original members are still members.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. Our founders.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They don't volunteer quite as much anymore.
No. Okay. The grants are in particular, it's grant season, isn't it?
It yeah. is. Mm-hmm. We have a very prescribed mm-hmm. Regimen of how this happens. And beginning March 1 until March 31, our doors are wide open, figuratively speaking, because it's best to get it on the website, for any nonprofit in the area that serves Bonner County residents. If they have a mission and an intention or even a track record of helping to improve the quality of life or lives for some of our residents, you are eligible. Mm-hmm. There is a small group, or there are some criteria, I would say. We don't give grants for administrative wages or rent or insurance or utilities. So the administrative kind of things, that's not something we do. We also don't give to capital campaigns. Those are separate kinds of fundraisers. And so we're doing the things that don't get covered by that. We don't fund political organizations. And we do fund religious or other organizations if they're open to the whole community. So if you have a particular wonderful nonprofit that is specific to your religious group and only invites or benefits people mm-hmm. within that religious group, that doesn't qualify, but like many of our churches around here, they open to the community, mm-hmm. and so they're very much invited to apply.
Yeah, like a community soup kitchen that might be run by a church or something is open to apply for this grant. I will say that this radio station has benefited from Cal Grants in the past.
I know.
A great deal. Yeah, it's been wonderful to have have that support for, in fact, a transmitter that keeps us on the air.
It does.
There are some changes this year as far as how to submit your grant application. Jan can go into more detail about that because it is a little different this year.
It's slightly different.
Okay.
In the past, we've had, now understand that some of the people or some of the organizations that that apply are organizations like yours that have been around for a while. Mm-hmm. They know the system. They know how it works. Some of those organizations, by the way, Cal funded years and years ago and actually launched them, and they are solid today and still going. But some of the newer ones, some of the younger ones, will wrestle sometimes. How do you get into a grant cycle? Unfortunately, we have had some who filled out the application in handwriting, some of which was readable, mm-hmm. some of which was not. So absolutely, we need it typewritten. The easiest way is to go to our website, which is calsandpoint, calsandpoint.org. Mm-hmm. I'll say that again later.
Mm-hmm.
Go to that website and then hit the button and you'll be able to download what now is a document you can fill in on your computer. But like a lot of them that do this, you've got to save it. Download it and mm-hmm. save it so you can work on it, because you'll probably be working on it over a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So no typewritten, please. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a computer, interesting, and nobody else in your organization does, then uh-huh. you're also able to pick up a copy of the grant at any of the three libraries, so uh-huh. Sandpoint, Priest River, and Clark Fork, and also at Bazaar Bazaar. You can take that, and on your typewriter, which I hope you have, or the mm-hmm. library at Sandpoint has computers available,
mm-hmm.
You can copy word for word what our
form is, and then type it in there. Yeah. But really, it's easiest just to download it and save it. Then the last bit is when you're done, please print it and attach anything that's relevant all in one package and either mail it or drop it off at Bazaar Bazaar. Now, the reason we have to do that is in the past, we'd get a lot of emailed applications. And that seems to be the thing to do these days. You want to save paper. But when you've got 70 or 80 organizations emailing you something, and every one of, or half of them, their attachment is called application.
Yeah.
And then you've got to sort it through. And then later, a few days later, oh, here's our budget that goes with our application. And it comes from somebody's personal computer and you don't know which one it matches.
Yeah.
So if you put it all together for us and it's all on paper, mail it or drop it off at Bazaar Bazaar, it'll be so much simpler. We'll have everything we need to know about you.
Yeah.
And that really helps.
I've known that you guys, you don't do electronic applications and haven't for a little while.
We are now.
You are.
That's the point.
Or,
no,
right,
yes.
But you, but as far as when a potential grantee comes in to submit their application, they have to bring it to you in person. Which I always kind of assumed, and maybe this is just a side benefit, that keeps it local to some extent. You know that the organizations that are coming in generally that keeps people from from far away just randomly kind of submitting for a grant hoping that they get one.
But we have had organizations that are outside of Bonner County that benefit Bonner County, and literally those organizations have called and asked us, can we apply? And the answer is, if you can prove what percentage of your request will benefit Bonner County, you qualify.
There you go.
And the other thing is, there's a grants committee. And so every single member of the committee reads every single grant application. And so that's another reason to have it physically where we can pass it from person to person.
It actually gets, it all gets copied. That's where the work comes in. It gets copied into very fat notebooks. And on their own, they take notes and get everything figured out. As chair, I don't do that. It's just my job to administer the process. And if ever there was a tie on how much money or whether to give to a particular organization, I guess I have the tie-breaking vote, but it's never been used.
Yeah.
We wish we could give to everyone. But we do have to be somewhat selective, and it sure makes a difference in the community.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So 30% of the proceeds from Bazaar Bazaar go to scholarships to students, some coming out of the high school and some continuing their education. Some have taken a gap year. And so 30% goes there and 70% goes to the grants that we've been talking about. And both of those are out and available right now. The grants is coming out.
Grants
Sunday.
Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, start Sunday. And and let me be clear, too. This is not changed, but it's always good for people who might be new. We are firm on the deadline. We have to be. We have to be fair. So if you're mailing it, the postmark better be March 31. And I remember reading an article about 2 months ago that the post office, because of some changes, might be a little more delayed in getting out your mail than they have been in the past. So don't take it on the 31st. Take it on the 29th or 30th.
Yeah. So it's the open for the month of March. Okay.
Yes.
There's your window, March 1st through March 31st. And that means, organizations who are interested, it's coming right up. Okay.
Catherine had alluded to scholarships, which is the other half of our primary giving to the community. Scholarships are available right now online through the Sandpoint High School website, through their counseling link. You can get our application. It's a common application. And you can submit that back to the high school by April 10th.
Okay.
They're accepting the applications. Catherine had mentioned, of course, graduating seniors, people who have taken a gap year and want to go to school after a year or so out, people who have received a scholarship from us before and are continuing their education, homeschooled students, anyone from a Bonner County school. So we are always absolutely overwhelmed at the number of applications we get, the quality of the applications, and the needs and ambitions of these young people. They're just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. Do you know how many scholarships you intend to give out?
It varies a lot because we try to give no scholarship that's less than 1,000. I don't think we gave any that were less than 1,000 last year. Mm-hmm. But the students ask, they actually do a pretty robust application and talk about specifically what money they need, what is the gap.
Mm-hmm.
The teams will make recommendations. We got over 100 applications last year for scholarships, and I can't remember how many we gave, but we gave 76,000 last year, and I believe we'll be giving a little bit more than that this year.
Right. It always depends on the amount of – we haven't yet figured the total allotment for the year, but it's going to be significant this year again, as always. And we have, as Catherine had and Jan had also described, a committee for the scholarships, but a little different than the grants. They split into pairs, and the pairs review a certain number of applications per pair and then give their recommendations to the rest of the committee, and then they vote on them. So it's always a tough decision to make. Not always on academic achievement. We've learned over the years that there are a lot of folks that are, they may not be 4.8 students, but they are definitely achievers and they are going to go far. So we take a really close look at all of them.
Good.
And if I can just reiterate, the money that goes to the scholarships, the money that goes to the grants into the community, that comes from three groups. It just doesn't come from Cal volunteers, Cal gals.
Mm-hmm.
It's the donors who give things to us to put in the in the store.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of us who are volunteers, even our managers. Nobody gets paid. We're just there because we love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the customers. If we didn't have all three groups, we would have no money to spend. It's a pretty unique model, and it's working well for Bonner County.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine came up with the term superheroes. There are superheroes, the three different groups that Jan just mentioned.
The scholarship is open to everybody and covers tuition, covers room and board, or what can the scholarship
cover? It can be tuition and room and board. I mean, that's part of what they do is this is what my need is.
Right.
But it typically goes through the school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we just cut a check to the kid,
right?
Or student.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've had a couple of. Sometimes we'll get some that aren't used because their plans change or something happens, and those just go roll into the following year.
Mm-hmm.
But we have kids that we've had a couple of young people who got degrees as linemen and came back, and now they're actually able to live in the community and they're making good wages. And, so one of the criteria that the teams try to look at is, as Joyce said, the teams are different and they have different perspectives of how that money can be used. But typically what we look at is say, can our scholarship make a difference for this kid? And we try to make sure that what we're doing matters versus, it doesn't go that far. So
if you're a student in Bonner County or recently were and took a gap year, that's another important, I think, point to emphasize that's open. I think a lot of windows do close if you choose not to go to college right away. It's nice that this one is open.
And it's not just a gap year.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're – I spoke with one woman last year. I don't know that she applied, but she was a young mother and was in a job and had decided to go back and finish her degree. And she was eligible to apply too. I mean, you can go in. I'm not sure exactly what the rules are, but it's not just a gap year. It's if you are pursuing education that will help you in our community. That's kind of the preference, I think.
Right.
So the applications are available online at the Sandpoint High School website through their counseling link, and they must be submitted by April 10th.
Okay. That's your deadline, students, prospective students. The deadline for community organizations to apply for the grant is the end of March. And the grant
postmark, either postmark March 31, or you can drop it off at Bazaar Bazaar before 3 o'clock on the further, because close at 3.
Those hours have tricked me before. I've tried, going over there in the afternoon. But it's okay. And why wouldn't you go to Bazaar Bazaar to drop off your application and check out their wonderful wares?
We're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah. Kathy, you were going to say something before you jet out the door?
Come to Bazaar Bazaar and find some treasure or pick up a raffle ticket, although your application probably won't be finished by then.
Yeah. anything else you'd like to mention, anybody, before we turn things over to the Angels over Sandpoint, talk a little bit about the Follies? I think they're out there.
Just say thank you to the community.
Thank you.
We have such a generous community out here, and we really appreciate all you do.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, the Community Assistance League, for all that you do. A hugely important organization in our community. I'm going to play a song right now, and then we'll be talking to Kate McAllister and the Kate McAllister and others from the Angels Over Sandpoint. And also, I think Jim Healy's going to re-enter the conversation in just a moment. He'll probably have something to say about the hockey team or something like that. It was on this date in 1985 that Chuck Berry received a Lifetime Achievement Grammy. And this one from 1964 was a particular favorite of Jim Healy, who can explain why in just a minute.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel.
That was Chuck Berry, who on this date in 1985 received a Lifetime Grammy Award. And the reason why I selected that particular song, it was released in 1964, and it has a line about safety belts in cars. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't remember. When did we get seat belts?
You mean when did the terminology change to seatbelt from safety belt? Or when did we get seatbelts altogether?
Altogether. I don't remember them in 1964.
I don't either. I just flew around the car.
Yeah. I think it was like 1970 when they became mandatory, something like that.
Yeah.
But 1964, Chuck Berry is saying, under safety belt.
Yeah. They had the belt, not the shoulder strap, back in the
those days.
I'm reading a book, an old detective story right now, and it from the I think the early 60s, and it has a line in there about his car was equipped with safety belts, and it suggests that you put it on because we're gonna go fast.
Steve McQueen and Bullet, something like that. People have been buzzing me in terms of why wasn't I on in the first half hour. You know, they're wondering if they should check the ER room or something like that. No, it's that the folks who were here from 8 to 8:30, there were four of them, and we only have three microphones, and if I would have been here, that would have been five, and it would have been a real cluster. And I'm not going to say the rest of the word, that phrase, but Kate will. At the Follies.
That's right. Yeah.
You do the introductions and...
Okay. Kate McAllister is here. She's the Queen of Ireland.
Indeed.
And Valerie Moore is the director.
I am.
Of this upcoming Follies, the Sandpoint Follies, which has been around... I don't have my research in front of me, but the Sandpoint Follies... look who's here.
Finally.
And you're the musical
slogging
director.
In.
Paul Gunter joins in as well. Paul Gunter's here.
Nobody ever answers my phone calls around here. I'd pop in and say hi.
That was the ring that I heard halfway through talking to
We ignore them. We ignore
that's right.
The Follies will be at the Panada Theater Friday, March 6th and Saturday, March 7th at 8 o'clock both nights. The doors will open 1 hour before. That means 7 o'clock. And now, Jack, we can go to your question.
How long has the Follies been around? When was the first one?
The first one was in 2004.
Okay.
I think.
Let's go with that.
22
it's
years,
been 22
right?
years.
Okay. We live in an era of fact-checking. Is right. there anybody out there who
years.
Knows?
22 years. Okay.
22 years. Correct you?
Okay. Okay. You'll hear about it in the comments below, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right.
So Whatever. We've got the... So 2004, were you involved at the time, Kate McAllister?
No, I came in year three. So I've been in the Follies. This will be my 20th year.
Okay. And since then, what was your involvement that very first year?
I was a performer, and then I've been producing it now for 15 out of the 22 years. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And you
me
came,
and Paul and.
You came in just as a performer in one of the acts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
The show, it's a variety show, bunch of comedy acts, bunch of skits, local performers.
Yeah. A little off color, but you know.
It can be.
Adult variety.
Uh-huh. An adult variety show.
Correct.
You came in as just a performer, and when was your first time hosting the show? You became the master of ceremonies at some point. Thinking.
2010, I believe, is when I started emceeing. And then it was very interesting because my thought wasn't, you know, because we used to trade man, woman to be MCs. And so my thought was, okay, I'll do it this year and it'll be great and we'll look for the next person. Well, the audience got really upset and said and sent Angel's messages about they just wanted me to be MC. And so I remember I got up the next year and I said, that's not fair. You don't be such jerks. And I can say that to this audience. And they said, no, we want you. And then I remember
said,
when...
No, we're jerks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're going to do what we want.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then Andrew Sorg and Eric Bond wanted to MC it. And I said, that's a great idea. And I'll be a Follies girl.
I was there for that one.
Right. And I was dressed in, you know, old slippers and I just looked like a mess. But they went out there and got booed. And so I came out with my box of Lucky Charms, and I was like, what is wrong with all of you?
Uh-huh.
Stop it. You know, I'm here as a
She
Follies
did yell
girl.
A few things that we can't say on 88.5
right.
community radio. Support your local station,
write
please.
Them down on this piece of paper.
I don't even know if I should write them, honestly. I had to look up two of them. I learned some stuff that day.
Yeah. He's learned a lot in the last 15 years.
I like that for free.
I'd like to ask Kate, have the Follies changed over the years in terms of the event, in terms of the performances?
Mm-hmm. I know you're not going to believe this, but it used to be dirtier.
Hmm.
Used to be naughtier. Yeah.
Whoa. And
there was a stretch there
where it was like, whoa.
It kind of went sideways.
And that's when I, it was like, okay, I'm going to produce this now. Paul and I were like, we can't, yeah. I mean, we do have a line, believe it or not. We do have a line. Yeah. And so then it's changed. I mean, it's sort of elevated naughty now.
Let's talk about where the money raised goes to with the Follies.
Sure.
You know.
The money raised goes to the Angels Over Sandpoint. This is one of their fundraisers. And it used to be, thank goodness, that it's not that way now, that it was the only thing that got us through the next year. But, you know, we've upgraded our marketing and our fundraising abilities. And so they do need the funds. And so the Angels Over Sandpoint put together about 1,000 backpacks for back to school and all of the things inside of it from, you know, first grade to senior in high school. And we do a lot of helping people with their people who fall through the cracks. I always give the example of when I was a single mom with four kids and my car broke down and someone said, just take it out of your savings. And I was like, I'm working three jobs. I don't have savings. And so we had to walk for a month. But if I'd have been able to reach out to the Angels, then they would have helped me with that $300 and then I could have just moved on. And it wouldn't have, you know. So people who fall through the cracks that, you know, we always talk about we're a hand up, not a handout. Just to help you get started, we have a grant called New Direction, where if there's someone out there that is starting their life over, and it doesn't matter what age, if you want to go to school and, you know, get a certificate in something, you certainly can apply. Jenny and Chris Campbell donate to make that scholarship happen. And we do just a lot of things. We help the Envision Center with people helping pay their rent, utilities. We've done all kinds of things. One of my favorite stories is, in the beginning, we used to do all of our own research to make sure that the person was, you know, above board. And so one of the angels went out to visit this little old man who said, well, I need insulin. And they were like, well, can't you go to here or here or here, talking to doctors? And he just was adamant about it. He couldn't do that. And so the angel who was doing the intake went out and met with him. And what she found out was the insulin was for his dog. And without his dog, he said he would die. Mm-hmm. And so we got him the insulin for his dog. Mm-hmm. And that's why he wouldn't go to the doctor, because it wasn't for him. It was for his dog. And so just things like that. We've cleaned people's houses who were disabled. We're really the grassroots organization. And so this event actually started the first 2 years as the Big Boy Ballet. and then Velma Queen of Fun, it became the Follies. Mm-hmm. And so it's just been a local iconic thing that's happened. It's, you know, we're shacky wacky this time of year. I think we're really shacky wacky without any snow.
Yeah.
Can't do anything. And so it's just a great place to laugh. Mm-hmm. We all come and laugh and
let loose,
wear costumes, be
and
weird.
And the theme for this year's Follies, farewell
yes.
to the queen.
Better wear green.
Mm-hmm. And RFB. We got together.
It's been a long time. When was the first year with RFB as the house band? I was trying
it's
to do math
forever,
as you were
it?
Talking. I know. It's been a hot minute.
Yeah.
Well, whenever it started, mm-hmm. it's going to be a sad show. Happy sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shed some tears on Saturday night. Promised myself I wouldn't do this. I'm sorry, you guys.
Through our whiskey.
Just so emotional.
Where's the Kleenexes, Jack? Where's that box?
No, it promises to be a great show, though. We've got some hits coming back from past years that you may or may not have seen, depending on when you've seen the show or if you've seen the show. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And a surprise.
Don't tell them.
Don't tell them.
It's not a surprise if you tell them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's an evening. Well, it's really two evenings, but it's an evening of adult entertainment. Is there you have to be 21 and older to get into the Panada,
yes.
I believe.
Yes, okay. You yes. do.
Okay.
Even in rehearsals, we tell people that you cannot bring your children. You cannot, and it's stuff mm-hmm. that, you know, it's some couple of them are from skits from Saturday Night Live, you know, things that have been on television. I mean, R-rated movies are worse than the Follies. So people who've right. never been, they think it's, I don't know what they think. I don't even want to go there. But, 21 and older, mm-hmm. and we're really adamant about that. There are people at the door checking IDs.
And the R is for risque, racy, and ridiculous.
Yes.
Exactly.
And I didn't make that up. I just read it off the little blurb.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
But it's time for the queen to move on. And I've had such a great run. It's been so wonderful with all of these people. In fact, the hardest part for me is not seeing these people at least concentrated for once a year.
Well, yeah.
We can still see them. I know that, but.
Tell us what Val does.
Val? Oh, my gosh. Val has done everything. Val has done everything from stage crew to performer to skit writer to set designer to assistant director. And now she's director.
Boop-a-doo.
And how many years have you been associated with the Angels?
So I've been about 12 years, I believe. My first Follies that I went to was 2011. And then after that, I was super excited, and I was ready to go, and I went and gathered up a bunch of girlfriends and decided we were going to do a skit. So the next year, I auditioned and got in, and I also ended up being a sign gal. So basically, you take the signs out before each performance, and
like a boxing match.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Similar, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, we try to get guys to join us. Sometimes it's a little harder to do that. For some reason, they don't like to wear little tight shorts and tank tops, but you know, whatever.
What are you going to do?
So, yeah. And I was hooked from that moment on, and I've been a part of it ever since. So it's been so much fun.
Now, the process is people audition, and then selections are made?
Yes.
Have there been any risque, racy, or no, too risque, too racy, and too ridiculous?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Or one time this person came to audition, and it was a lovely song. It was truly lovely. And we were like, okay, when's it going to be a little... Mm. And then afterwards, we were like, you were really great, but have you ever been to the Follies? And this person said, no, I haven't. I heard it's lively. And we said, it is, and thank you so much. Lively. But yes. We think that this would be, it would be very, we'd like you to see yeah. Follies first before you.
Can you come back right in a tank fit. Top and a tutu and sing that song?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, it started out as a sea shanty, so yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be great. And then it was like... Oh,
yeah.
People would throw rocks at you from the audience if you sang that.
Yeah, it's like, you're like, okay, thank you.
I don't know if that's true. Rocks aren't allowed inside the Panada Theater.
Okay, popcorn.
Oh, popcorn, mm-hmm. Okay.
Popcorn. Ice or Lucky cubes. Charms.
Or since they got that wall redone, they're really...
Yes, the really, north wall. North yeah. wall. Mm-hmm.
No more rocks allowed in the theater.
Bananas.
Yeah. Bananas.
Yeah, either way.
Tomatoes.
Some type of projectile.
No.
How many years have you been, Jack? How many Follies have you seen?
I think I've seen three or four.
What was your favorite act?
Oh, dear. I want to know.
Oh,
make sure Paul was in it.
What year it was.
Yeah.
What
okay.
half of the show.
Well, my memory of all of those evenings is crystal clear.
Oh, yeah.
From beginning to end.
I have a story I'd like to tell about the Taco Bell drive-thru post Follies 1 year.
That's not.
But you have to come to the Follies.
Yeah.
Due to federal rules and regulations, you can't tell it on air, but...
Yeah, you can... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will tell it live, so
okay.
come to the show.
That'd be fine. yeah, it's not approved for... yeah, we would get into some trouble, I think, if you told that story unabridged. It's a...
He can sign language it on the air.
Yeah.
You know?
We had 7-layer burritos and it was lovely.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's about all you can say from okay, but what my favorite skit was, I don't know. I do like the well, really, I like your interplay. I like seeing the Queen of Ireland.
Yep.
And the band, you do a very nice job of kind of just tying the whole show together. Yeah. It's ups and downs and in-betweens, and you...
In all of my stage, theater, or musical relationships, that one was one of the most organic, I think,
mm-hmm.
of
yeah.
the time. It just happened one day, and we're like, oh, dear, right. this is dangerously fun.
Because mm-hmm. I asked Paul every show, I ask him a weird mm-hmm. question.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and people have come up to both of us saying, well, how long do you have to rehearse to do that? And I'm like, we don't rehearse. We just we just go out and we just talk to one another, and that's
the,
it. We make everything up.
The unscripted question has become my favorite part now. Kate comes out with something ridiculous that I don't know about. Mm-hmm. I know it's going to happen at some point, and that's it. And mm-hmm, keeps yeah. everybody on their toes.
Mm-hmm.
This year will be, could you tell me the crux of the Russian Revolution?
Oh, You
think
gave
about
it to
that.
Him ahead of
okay.
time?
Yeah.
Again.
It's good that he's thought of, he's got some time to think about this one. Let's see. Tickets are not available, are still available. You've got some tickets left.
Tickets are available for Friday night, and you okay. can find those tickets on panada.org.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy to buy the tickets. We left them at $30, you know, but there's a service fee, so... Less than 35, let's just say that. But mm-hmm. Funds go to the Angels Over Sandpoint and help us do what we've always done. I think in the past, since 1997, we have given away over $2.5 million or put back into
yeah.
the community.
Yeah.
$2.5 million. And so, you know, it's what started out as the Rude Girls many years ago has become a truly amazing organization and grassroots. Well, we do all the work.
We're talking okay. to Kate McAllister, Valerie Moore, and Paul Gunter about the Sandpoint Follies.
March 6th and 7th at 8 o'clock at the Panada Theater. Anything in closing? Because I picked out a special song just for you.
Oh. Ooh, I'm excited.
Kate.
All right. Well, I just want to thank everybody who has been a Folly fan. I'm very appreciative of you. You've been a huge part of my life. I love making you laugh. Paul and Val, you're just so very dear to me. And Paul keeps threatening we're going to start a podcast, but we'll see. So, so cool. March 6th and 7th here at the beautiful Panada. And come see the Farewell to the Queen. Come say farewell to the Queen and RFB.
And the song we're going to close with, thank you so much for coming in, The Sex Pistols, God Save the Queen.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Boy, if that doesn't get you up and going on this Thursday, nothing will. That was the Sex Pistols in honor of Kate McAllister, the Queen. This is a song called God Save the Queen from the late 70s.
The Queen has left the building, or at least left the room. And do you? Here's my question, now that she's no longer in the room.
Let's talk about her.
Now, is she really going to retire? You think is this the Elton John farewell tour that started in 1997
it's
and
sort of
is
like,
still going?
Sort of like The Who. They started like in about 1982. This is our farewell tour.
Yeah.
And what? How many 40 years later they're still doing it?
Yeah.
So we will see. It could be a new iteration.
Yeah.
Of the Queen, but Queen in absentia, but I think her presence either real or imagined. We'll continue on and thank her immensely for her contributions to the arts in North Idaho.
Indeed. Thanks again to Cherie Warber, Catherine Larson, Jan Harrison, and Joyce Price for coming in to talk to us a little bit about the Community Assistance League earlier. Aha, it is KRFY.
It is. And you know, it's after this little announcement, the thing that everybody waits for, Bird Note.
Mm-hmm. This is 88.5 KRFY Ponderé, and this has been The Morning Show. Tomorrow, news of the week, I'm talking to Max Oswald about sports.
What could we talk about this that was occupying our attention for the previous 2 weeks?
I recorded this with him just the other day because I have a prior engagement, and I won't be here live tomorrow. And neither of us watched the Olympics at all. It's shameful.
Was there a reason, or did they just slip by? It was
his
a
whole
busy
life
2 weeks.
His whole life is local sports. He just doesn't have time for other sports. I wish I had, especially, I mean, if you had told me going into it, you know, keep an eye on the men's and women's hockey teams that looks
that
like
alone.
They're looking pretty good, then I would have probably tuned in, but I thought they were, you know, I don't know. What's the point? That's what I thought. And then I did go back and, of course, learning that they'd won,
You just diminished. You know, people this week are going through Olympics withdrawal.
Yeah.
You know, that all of a sudden they have like a night with no Olympics or a daytime. You know, we could have caught them all the time during the day.
Yeah.
It's a new world out there, Jack.
It is. Well, baseball season's almost upon us.
Oh, pardon me while I yawn.
I think doesn't spring training start in 2 weeks or something like that? It's getting going.
Okay.
We're heading into summertime. Okay, I mentioned what's coming up tomorrow and how about next week? We've got Medical Musings with Dr. Joanne talking about National Nutrition Month on Monday morning.
Oh,
with
great.
Rebecca Clowey, and they're talking about, nutrition, the importance of nutrition.
Yeah, as we're all coming out of our Valentine's chocolate highs, you know, we do need nutrition talks.
March is a good month to get serious. Kyle Nagy of the Sandpoint Agricultural Center manager for the U of I.
Okay.
And Kendall Call, assistant professor and extension specialist, are talking on Tuesday to Julie and Julie for Garden Life for the month of March.
Okay.
And we'll be here on Thursday talking to somebody, I'm sure.
And it'll be a new month. I don't know how to tell folks, but 2026 will be 1/6 over this Saturday.
Yeah.
Are you used to writing 2026?
February always goes fast. And then, one more thing. I want
what?
Big thanks to volunteers Bob Hahn and Terry Owens, who are going to make it happen. We are broadcasting on Saturday the town hall.
Oh, wonderful.
The state senator, Jim Woodward, and state representative Mark Sauter are up from Boise, and they'll be talking about, they'll be presenting their, what's been going
what's
on.
What's been going on.
For the first couple months.
And where will that occur?
It is at Sandpoint Community Hall, and you can ask, they take questions from anybody in attendance, so if you want to ask them questions, you have to go in person, but if you just want to tune in and listen to it, you can hear it here on 88.5 KRFY, and you can also, we'll record that, and you can listen back to it later on.
Will they answer my question of how do you keep score in curling? I didn't get a lot of the strategy, and so maybe, mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's a Olympic hangover.
Yeah.
But what day is it?
Saturday.
Saturday.
The 28th. And the 28th. Last day of the month.
Yep. Okay. At what time? 10?
Noon.
Noon?
At, and it's at Sandpoint Community Hall, and it's broadcasting here on KRFY.
Perfect. Okay. Thanks to Terry and Bob.
Thanks a million. Thanks, guys. And now let's go.
Well, that's quite a bit, a million.
I think they deserve it. This is, it's not
thanks,
super
thanks
easy.
Thanks, 250,000.
Okay, that's reasonable. On to Bird Note and Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long after that. Thanks, Jim.